Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I took a call in the last hour talking about this Dodgers game and, not a guarantee that the Dodgers win this one. They don't have much of a bullpen. They didn't need to go to the bullpen. Yamamoto. Remember Yamasoto? Ha! Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who Brian Cashman went and saw him throw a Yamanono in Japan. He just threw a complete game in the freaking NLCS on the road against the quote-unquote best team in baseball, the team with the most wins. Who's stopping the Dodgers? I don't know. The Mariners? Maybe. Fingers crossed. 888-808-1019. Here in New York, we're talking about how it's been 5,000 days since we've seen a champion in our four major sports. Shout out to the Liberty. Shout out to NYCFC. But you know, it's not what we're talking about, bro. The Yankees. They give you a tease. They give you an opportunity. But ultimately, they don't have enough. I mean, the Rangers, they're starting completely over, it seems. And so far, not good out the gate. The Jets and the Giants have been in the bottom of the NFL for like a decade. The Jets have taken a step back with a new GM and new head coach, and they are completely rebuilding again. Set their franchise back, I don't know, another 5 years. The Giants have a little bit of light somewhere in the tunnel, not the end of the tunnel, but you're starting to see some light because you have a quarterback and a running back tandem and some pieces on defense. Andrew Thomas is back. Giants fans are saying, get us a wide receiver. Maybe we can win the division. Maybe we can be a wild card. Maybe we can go to the playoffs. But ultimately, you know they're not winning the Super Bowl. 888-808-1019. Let's talk about it. I talked about it last night when I saw the New York Knicks scrimmage. And in the post game, I saw a new head coach. Why am I blanking on the head coach's name right now? Mike. Thinking about too many things. They fired Tom Thibodeau to hire Knicks head coach Mike Brown. I was thinking Mike Woodson. I knew it wasn't Mike Woodson. And what he was saying after the game, it's getting late. See, this is what happens when you're used to your show starting at 11. the tone that he was taking about a preseason game, I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be fun watching what Brown can do for you. Because the Knicks have to save the city. This is the most anticipated Knicks season ever. Jackson's in Montvale on the fan. What's up, Jackson?
Hi, Keith. First-time caller. I want to ask you a question about the Knicks. You think there's a chance they can win the NBA Finals this season?
Of course. That's the only thing they're supposed to do, go to the Finals and win it. Set the city ablaze, have people mobbing in the streets again. They have the roster. The East is open. They fired the coach that got them to the Eastern Conference Finals because they felt like somebody else would be able to get them further. They have to go to the Finals and win it. That's all that's being expected right now. They literally put out, we have championship expectations, like they expect to win a chip this year.
Yeah, I think they can. I think they should. I'm just worried about the Thunder. Like, I think the Thunder is the team to watch out for.
Yeah, they're in the West, and they might have a little bit of a hangover. They might add too much champagne, and it's hard to go back-to-back. They got to do it again. I know they're young. I know they're tough. But you worry about them once you get to the Finals and how you match up against them. The Knicks got to stay healthy. The Knicks got to use that bench this year. The Knicks got to set a tone in Madison Square Garden the entire regular season, where that's a home court advantage, a tough place to play, and that the style of basketball they're going to play fits more of the modern-day style of basketball. And we'll see what happens when we get to the spring.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting with the new coach and everything. I think they can easily, you know, win a championship. But
easily? Nothing's going to come easy, especially not for New York City. Thanks for the call, Jackson. Some of you Knicks fans, I caution you. Because you've never been where we're about to go. Into a season where everybody's going to pick you as a favorite to come out of the East. Not everybody. Because there's still going to be the Knicks haters. You know, the national Knicks haters. But, like, just even taking that call from Jackson and Montvale, I think they could easily win a championship. No one easily wins a championship. There's going to be some bumps in the road. There's going to be injuries. There's going to be little things that come on. This is a new head coach. Complete new systems and fundamentals and practices and things. It's not going to be that easy. But you have the talent. You have the fan base. And we honestly don't see who's standing in your way in the East. 888-808-1019. Robbie is in Lenox on the Fan. Did you watch the Rangers tonight?
Well, I had to celebrate the end of my holy days that I got home. I was talking to my buddy, my old college down in Maryland. By the time I flipped on the ticker, it was like 1-0. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And then it was 2-0. So I flipped on the game. It's like, you know, it's over. And they're like gathering. I'm going, how in the world? Okay, Keith, can you please tell me how in the world could you be a season ticket holder, Madison Square Garden? Think about it. Pay all the money you do for season tickets, okay, and go there and have your team shut out 3 times in a row. I mean, what is Mike Sullivan really bringing, okay? It doesn't matter who the coach is. When did this organization get it? It's the thick, stinking skull. It's the core. Get rid of Panarin. Stinks. He does nothing. Because the bad jet couldn't put a puck in the Indian Ocean, okay? Get rid of this core. You already got rid of Kreider, number one. But you know what? Kreider today, he would have tapped in some garbage goals. Where's the garbage goal scores on this team now, okay? I am so infuriated at the fact that these guys can't score, but that's embarrassing, Keith. Don't you think it's embarrassing?
No, it is. It is really embarrassing. Three straight shutouts. You can't put the puck in the net once.
The net for 9 periods in your own building. You come out flat and the season opens the 100th season. Keith, you want to talk about my luck? I'm not going to compare this to the New York Jets because nothing's as bottomless as the New York Jets. But when you win one championship, I've seen one championship in 1994, okay? I've seen them go to the finals in 79. I saw them go to the finals, obviously, in 13 when they lost to a better Kings team, all right? And I barely saw them as a 7-year-old. You know, I don't even remember when they went to the finals against Bobby Orr and the Bruins. But, I mean, it's Chris Drury, okay? You're not bringing in enough talent. It's repulsive to me. It's the same thing. I don't care who you bring. I don't care if you bring in Scotty Bowman. It doesn't matter. Now, I know they're playing defense. Like, one of my buddies who still plays ice hockey now to this day in the men's league, he said to me tonight, Rob, don't worry. Their defense is better. They look better. He said they look better since the letter. Remember the letter years ago when they rebuilt the whole organization and so forth? But I just think to myself, they got Igor, the paying Igor, King's ransom, Keith. And it's like, but it's just the same thing. Like, it's just so frustrating. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. It's five games in. Okay. And I got to say something about the Yankees. A lot of your callers pinpoint tonight, absolutely pinpoint. But, Keith, I want to say this, and I haven't said this all year. The Yankees will never win a World Series until Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone are out on their stinking ass.
Thanks for the call, Robbie. Aaron Boone, Ryan Cashman, they are going nowhere for the next couple years. And Igor Shesterkin, you got to put the puck in the other net too, bro. I'm cooking up some things. We got some audio from Mike Sullivan. We also have that audio I was talking about with Jermaine Illuminor. I also said, how many times did Volpe strike out this year? 120? No, it was 150. 888-808-1019. All we do is suffer. All we know is pain. Why? Why? Who's got it better than us? Bobby's in Belmore on the Fan next. What's up, Bobby?
Hi, three quick things. Rangers are at the game tonight. My daughter took me off my birthday. Mid-ice, very nice team.
Happy
Rangers
birthday. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. The Rangers dominated the play, but they just can't. They hit two crossbars. They missed a lot of open shots. They just, I don't know. Maybe they just feel too much pressure at home. I don't know. But let me get to the, before I get to the Yankees, Aaron Glenn, let me ask you a question. Did you see the press conference? He said,
after the game and the next day.
Yeah, why didn't he kick the 60-yarder? You know what he says? He says, well, we had to get to the 35. Now, folk just kicked a 58-yarder a couple of weeks ago.
He hit a 52-yarder in the game that had extra distance on it.
Right, and I graduated elementary school, okay? And 35 plus 18 equals 53. So I don't know what he's talking about. You know, it just shows where his
ethics is. He's trying to save face. He was trying to make it seem like you're not pulling the wool over anybody's eyes. Like I said, Aaron Glenn made it sound worse. If you don't know, you're the head coach. You're supposed to know exactly how long that field goal is. And then after the fact, don't try and add yards on it to make it seem like it was more difficult than it was.
It was just, he should have just tried to put a field goal. But let me get to the Yankees. Oh, boy, I haven't spoken to you in a while about the Yankees. A guy just mentioned Boone Cashman. I agree with him. I don't think they're ever going to win. I'm going to tell you why. You know the most important job duty for a manager is the bullpen. And they have blown seven. They made seven horrible bullpen decisions. They made three with Holmes in 2022, not putting him in. Putting in Schmidt or Trevino. I spoke to you about this, sir. I don't mean to repeat myself, but it's just adding on. It's a pattern. You know, not taking out Cole early, then fast forward to last year with the World Series fiasco. Now let's talk about this year. He takes out Freed with 102, puts in Weaver with 90 ERA in September. Okay, we know what happened in that game. And then he puts in Weaver again in Toronto series. The lead goes from 2-1 to 4-1.
You got to build up his confidence before free agency. Thanks for the call, Bobby. I'm just running out of time tonight. We know. I already went over. I went back to last year. I went back to the Jay Happ year. Davey Garcia to Jay Happ. Bringing in Nestor Cortez after he hadn't pitched for a month. Not going to Tim Hill, but then going to Tim Hill the rest of the way. Taking out your ace, Garrett Cole, in game one after 88 pitches. Why? Did the same thing with Max Fried. Let's go to Luke Weaver here. Take the ball out of my ace's hand to hand it to Luke Weaver, who's been 50-50. Hindsight is 20-20. But then you did it again against the Blue Jays. You couldn't wait to try to build Luke Weaver up. What? What did you expect? Oh, let's go to Will Warren, a whole rookie, out of the bullpen to be the long man. But for how long, man? He'd never done that before. What are we doing? He's never come out of the bullpen inheriting runners. And yeah, Max Fried didn't have it. Max Fried folded. We got the bad version of postseason Max Fried then. But yeah, all those decisions. And then, like, of course, that game, the Yankees rally back. They score seven runs. Well, you lit the damn game on fire. You let Will Warren give up a grand slam. You let Will Warren, what do you give up, four homers or something like that? Something stupid. It's like the Yankees don't know simple math. What were you playing for? It wasn't a seven-game series. You had to go to Toronto and get one out of those two games. After you couldn't score anything but one run that you walked in game one, it should have been life and death in game two. I don't know. What do I know? I don't know anything, bro, because I keep showing up to the stadium. I drive to the stadium an hour. I watch the whole game. I drive down here. I race to get down here, do the show, talk about this. I've been doing this for 4 years. Rich is in Brick, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Keith. How's it going? I feel your pain. I feel your frustration. I'm telling you, that other caller, without the explicits, he's not wrong. The Yankees as an organization need to really take a hard look at themselves, top to bottom, and in the minor leagues as well, because fundamentally, our rookies and our players down in the minors, they're not being taught the fundamentals of baseball that will help us get ahead at this point in time. And a lot of teams right now, when they come for trades and stuff like that, they don't want our guys. And they think that they're going to promote some guy from the minor leagues to come up, and he's going to all of a sudden be the answer now as far as for helping them hit. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't ever think it's just the hitting coach. Thanks for the call, Rich. Before I was talking about how they got rid of the hitting coach at the trade deadline in 2023. Then they went to Sean Casey, pulled him out of MLB Network. Then they went to James Rawson. Now he's interviewing with the Twins. They're going to elevate some guy? I don't know. But what's this guy going to do? He can't hit for them. He can't get in the batter's box for them. They all do the same thing. It doesn't matter who's here. It doesn't matter if it's Matt Carpenter, if it's Edwin Encarnacion. Doesn't matter if it's Trent Grisham. Doesn't matter if it's, you know what I'm saying, Gary Sanchez, Jose Trevino. Like, every single postseason year, we see these guys grip the bat too tight. And then the one year that Judge comes through, which you could count on it. We talked about it all year. What if this is the October that Judge comes through? He's able to come through low leverage, and then in the most high leverage moment, he came through and just didn't have enough around him. So the Yankees probably won't win under Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman. Something's got to give. But I'll tell you this, they are looking in the mirror, and when they look in the mirror, they see a 10 out of 10. They're that girl with the Instagram filters and all the guys hyping her head up because they're liking her pictures. They're in her DMs. They're telling her, yo, you are fine. You are a dime. But in reality, like when you see her in real life, you're like, huh? Nah, not quite. But when she looks in the mirror, she's got all the self-esteem.
But they were pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. She looks in the mirror, I look pretty effing good. And whoever you are to disagree or tell me different, you're wrong. We're pretty good at this. We come close. We come close.
We're leaning into kicking ass.
Yeah, all right. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls till 12. How MTV has, you know, lost its stronghold on pop culture. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I mean, it happens with everything. Everything evolves. You know, during this break, I was just reading an article about Netflix. Netflix inks deal with Spotify to bring podcasts from Bill Simmons' others to streaming service in 2026. And then that made a bell go off in my head. I'm like, oh, so this is also tied to what Carrabba's and Dave Portnoy were beefing over on Twitter earlier. Video killed the radio star. Well, video is killing the podcast game. The podcast has to be on video now, and not just on YouTube, not on a Zoom type of Ustream thing. Like a
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Full on set. You know what I'm saying? Like, these podcasts that you listen to, like, they have to now be on full. They're like, so I'm from Monmouth County, and I just went home for my mom's birthday. Hi, Mom. Love you if you're listening, if you're still awake. And we're seeing the area change in Monmouth County, down the shore, Jersey. Because Netflix, they have Fort Monmouth. Like, it's already a done deal. And there's all this talk about how that area is going to change, how the houses are going up in prices, how it's going to attract a lot of people in the movies, entertainment, music, sports industry. And now this is a big shift here. Netflix getting into the podcast game. The quote at the top of the article says, "With video podcasts on the rise, our partnership with Spotify ensures we bring the full video versions of these top shows to Netflix and Spotify. When you go to watch opening day 2026 with your New York Yankees, it's on Netflix." Yeah. March 26th, it will be opening night, just the Yankees versus the San Francisco Giants out there. I'm sure it'll be cold. I won't be there. I don't plan on making that trip. But yeah, opening night will be specifically on Netflix. So Netflix and all these streaming services and everything, like, the game is changing so much. If you're not evolving and changing with the time, you're going to be left behind. Evolve or dissolve. The Giants have evolved. The Giants finally picked a quarterback. And he's a quarterback that can run a little bit, throw a little bit, make a play when a play needs to be made. So here is what I was talking about earlier when I talked about Jermaine Illuminor. We're not going to play all of it. Let's just play a little bit of it. Jermaine Illuminor on Kay Adams' show. Hey, Kay Adams. Up in Adams. He's just gushing over the three games he's played alongside of rookie Jackson Dart and how different he is compared to Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson.
Brian Burns, Dex, Abdul, Kayvon. This is no joke. This is no joke. Considering that you do face these guys every day, how does practice feel compared to game days when you don't have to go against them?
Oh, practice is intense. You know, in training camp, me, Burns, Abdul, you know, we all made an agreement saying we're going to practice harder than anything. So once we get out there, it's just we're in a flow state and we can go. And I think that's why you've seen so much success from Burns, Abdul, Tibbs, Dex, all those guys, because we practice.
Okay, cut that. I think I sent the wrong one. He had a couple clips. I got to send you the one that is like 3 minutes and you can skip through a little bit. While Paulie's working on that, let's go to Phil in Sheepshead Bay.
Hey, Keith. Hey. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
I know. I'd be on at midnight to 2. You got to go to bed. You got to prioritize your sleep.
Well, I was trying to catch up. Now I'm refreshed and refreshed with the Giants also. I like the fact that, hey, I'm going to give you a statistic. With Andrew Thomas at left tackle, I think 96 or maybe a little bit more plays. Only 2 pressures, no sacks, and he's keeping them out.
He's elite.
He's giving the guy his room to make his runs, make his plays, and it's very much appreciated.
Yeah, we notice. We see it. I was at that game live, and I know we all kind of gave him a hard time, but he knew himself, and he knew he had to kind of gradually work back, and he had a snap count, and yeah, he makes a huge difference for that offensive line. That offensive line was great last week with Cam Scadaboo rushing for over 100 yards and 3 touchdowns, and then giving Dart enough time in the pocket to maneuver around and make plays.
And Van Roten was pretty good also.
Yeah, I mean, they work as a unit together, so high tide raises all ships.
You think Schmitz is coming back? Because he was, like, concussed, and he went out.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the injury report yet, and it is Tuesday, so I don't think we got that yet, but we'll know in a couple days. We'll know in a
I know days. It's gonna make a big difference in the game against Denver. Denver got these big monsters up front.
Yeah,
we got to hold them down and do our thing. I'm going to leave you with that. Have a good evening, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Phil. Yeah, October 9th. John Michael Schmitz, questionable concussion. He was ruled out for Thursday night. We'll see if he clears concussion protocol. And now, you know, they're paying extra close attention to the Giants' concussion protocol after last Thursday night. But, yeah, we'll see if he's able to go. If he's not, worked out last week with Adam. Okay, now I think we have the right clip of Jermaine Illuminor talking about Jackson Dart. And as I try to tell people, you know, pump your brakes on Jackson Dart. It's a whole different thing for one of his teammates to talk about the difference he makes, what it's like to play with a quarterback like this, especially a guy that, you know, was in practice with Tom Brady and also played with Lamar Jackson.
I liked your quote. You said, I've kind of waited my entire career to play like to play with a guy like that. That's the quote. What is it that Jackson has?
I would say, you know, in my career, I've been around I've been around Tom Brady, but I wasn't a starter.
Yeah.
You know,
and
I was
Lamar.
Been around Lamar, obviously, you know, two of the best to play the position. And I've been around a lot of great quarterbacks, but with Dart, it's kind of like, it's like that. How do I explain it? It's just different. You know, like I practiced with Tom, I practiced with Lamar, and that's not me putting those expectations on him at all. Mm-hmm. It's really cool to be in a huddle with guys like that where they have no fear. And a lot of the quarterbacks I play with have no fear. But with him, it's just knowing that he's back there and he can make just plays. Like this play coming up on the screen right now. Like, it's just, that's such a crazy. And as an offensive lineman, just seeing your guy do that is the coolest thing ever. And, you know, I've watched Lamar do that. I've watched Kyler do that. Caleb Williams, you know, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, all these guys just make crazy plays like that with their feet. And it's really satisfying as offensive lineman knowing that you'll go out there, you're going to block your butt off for your guy. And, you know, as long as you give him time, that's that one bad pressure right there by me. We'll see that ever again.
Okay. You know, you get the gist of it. And the play he was talking about was a play I talked about earlier, how cold it was to see a guy scramble, you know, shake off Zach Bond with just stepping on him, just stepping at him, pump faking, freeze him, and then house it. You know, Jackson Dart, when they come out on offense, he's going to score. When they come out, they believe that they can score on their opening drive. So we'll see if they can do that against the Denver Broncos defense. I have some more audio queued up from the post game in Madison Square Garden tonight. Let's go to Justin in Floral Park first.
Keith, all these New York teams are god-awful, including my fraud. And I underline fraud, Buffalo Bills. Keith, they got to get rid of McDermott. This guy is supposed to be a defensive coordinator. And I know Bijan Robinson's probably the top back in the NFL. But Drake London went through them. They got shredded so terribly in that first half.
I know.
It was unbelievable. As soon as that fumble didn't count, and they went right down the field and scored, I said, this is trouble. And I don't know, Keith. Like, listen, there's not that many good teams in the AFC. I'll tell you right now, I still don't think they're going to beat the Chiefs when the money's on the line because McDermott is a horrible,
yeah,
horrible.
They beat the Ravens barely, but other than that, I was talking about it last night when I was on. They haven't beat anybody good. They haven't beat anybody good.
The Ravens stink.
I know. Well, they don't have Lamar Jackson now.
I mean, Keith, they don't have a defense either.
Yeah.
They're overrated too. As far as the Yanks go, Keith, listen, I'm not even going to bother. It's like the same movie every year, Keith.
Yep.
It doesn't matter who we're bringing in. I mean, we could bring in Pete Alonso. We could bring in all the hitters. And guess what,
it's
Keith?
The culture.
They won't hit when the money's on the line,
it's
correct?
The same. Yep.
Because it's stupid analytics. So as long as Boone and Cashman are there, we're never winning. We see it, but Hal don't care because he got five playoff games this year. Five home playoff games. And speaking of home playoff games, Keith, can the New York Rangers score a goal at home? I mean, how embarrassing is this?
That's
the 100th year and they can't even score at home.
Oh, yeah, it's right. They are so
Keith, they've played three. I went to opening night. They've played three great home games, and they've literally only given up one goal. They've got empty nets against them. Igor goals against is one, and he's freaking one. Or what is he, 1-2? It's pathetic.
Thanks for the call, Justin. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Morash. Morash decided to not take the ticket. They literally hosted the show at Yankee Stadium in the suite. Could have sat in the suite and watched Judge hit that three-run bomb off the foul pole. He elected to go home to watch the Rangers. I thought you were going to the Rangers game. He elected to go home and watch the Rangers be shut out. They haven't scored a goal at home since. Let's go to the new leader of these Rangers, Mike Sullivan, speaking to the media after the game.
Well, the message was that, you know, we have to make sure that we don't get discouraged because there's a lot to like with our game over the last six periods. You know, I feel like we're controlling play, we're controlling territory, we're limiting shots and scoring chances. We're generating a fair amount on our own at the other end of the rink. I think when you look at, you know, our power play, 5-on-5, some of our most talented guys are getting really good, high-quality looks, and the puck hasn't gone in the net. And so, you know, you can't always control whether the puck was in the net or it doesn't. But I think if we just stay with it and we don't get discouraged, we just get determined here, we're gonna be okay.
Nobody wants to hear that right now. He's saying the right things. His delivery is what it is. Nobody wants to hear that right now. Okay, so you don't want to hear from the manager, coach, the leader of men. Let's hear from JT Miller, who's one of the main guys out there back with the Rangers.
Well, let's not make this bigger than it is. It's game five. Lots to like about our game. It's a unique situation, but let's not blow this out of proportion here.
Okay, Ross is in Bergen County. Ross, do not make this bigger than it is.
No, it's ridiculous, man. I mean, like, you know, we got to hear all this BS about how things, you know, skies are going to get brighter. Skies are going to get clear, everything. I was talking to somebody online. This reminds me just like the Mets, you know, hearing about how all we got to do, you know, pitching's been just fine. You remember this whole 45-24? That doesn't happen.
Yep.
We're going to have the stellar pitching, cough, 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 the stellar goaltending that we got right now. So only give it until December when we start potting 4, 5, 6 goals a game. And the last call, there was Justin in Floral Park talking about Shesty's goals against average. His last couple Decembers, that goals against average has been like north of 4. So just give it a couple months when it'll flip-flop and it'll be a seesaw just like it is with every other team in this city.
Well, yeah, they're going to rip you off 10 wins in a row. Just wait till December. Wait till December.
Hey, hold on. And now I'm seeing this other game people are playing now like, oh, if only we had a guy named Chris Kreider. Like, he wouldn't be pulling the same BS too because that guy couldn't shoot a puck if his life depended on it. His whole, you know, shtick was that, you know,
he hangs around
Mika and whatnot. Yeah, he'd hang around the crease. He's got 3 goals so far this year, so it's kind of apples to oranges. He had a game tire against San Jose. And it's just overall, like you always talk about, universe never unconnects. You know, I remember, I think I was in third grade, just back when I was, you know, hooping and everything, when I was actually an athlete and not the narp I am now. And I remember we were doing like the layup drills and everything, and people were asking, why are you in such a bad mood, Russ? Well, this is little Russ and Bergen. And I told, this was the day Ryan McDonough and JT Miller got traded for a whole lot of nothing, looking back in hindsight. And I told him, I said, you don't even want to know, bro. And now all these years later, one of them come back, actually the one who's actually still somewhat worth a damn in the NHL because Mack Truck's pretty washed. We throw the C on his chest, and 5 games into the year, he's telling us to not, you know, not blow things out of proportion when they've played 9 periods at the guard and we haven't heard Slapshot once. This city's a freaking disgrace, bro, and they're Exhibit A.
I'm just envisioning young Ross slapping the backboard, slamming his layups in there. Like, yo, what got into you? The Rangers traded two of our favorite players. What? Yo, like, what these teams put us through from the time we're children to grown men, and it never goes away. It literally doesn't go away. You can try to pretend like you've outgrown it, like you've got other things going on. You sit down to watch your favorite team, root for your favorite team, be entertained, and hope that they win. And you don't sit down thinking, I'm going to be frustrated. Unless you're a Jets fan, I guess. Or a Mets fan, I guess. Or the Rangers fans. You got to just laugh it off. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. In New York, where we have all of these fans and all of this media coverage and all of these teams, there's just so much bad. There's just so much ineptitude. There's just so much that doesn't make sense. And I bet you the building was sold out. I bet you there was a ton of people at all of these games. And you didn't get to hear your goal song once.
Well, especially tonight, only because they have McDavid and Draisaitl in the building.
I know that as well.
And listen, McDavid.
There
were
some thoughts that McDavid was going to be on the Rangers team this year.
Well, not this year. In the coming years, because he signed. And even so, he signed. So McDavid is the best player in the world. He didn't get a. He got a 2-year contract extension on the same number. So he was making $12.5 million, and he's still making $12.5 million. He legit left like millions on the table just to try to better. The team
he wants to win
because of their salary cap and all these things in NHL. And obviously, NHL players are most of them are known for team first, me second.
He makes money off the ice.
Well, all the athletes do, but LeBron James is never.
All of them. LeBron definitely makes more than your average hockey player.
LeBron is never leaving millions on the table. LeBron's never doing.
I can't compare. LeBron is an active NBA billionaire. Like, LeBron
is
way
a
different.
Lot of. Players in other sports would never leave millions on the table to try to better their team. They're just in it for themselves.
Jalen Brunson.
That's the point.
Anywho, I don't know who's going to save us. I don't think anybody will. I just think we're going to go on and on and on. It's hard to win in every major sport. It's hard to win. Shady Records. I used to even listen to like OB Trice. I'm trying to think who else was down with them. Obviously, 50 came out with Aftermath. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I don't have time to keep talking about random stuff. We talk sports here. Let's take the rest of these calls, and I'm going to get out of the way. Gary and Waterbury, back on the Fan.
I slash Keith, F your beef, no relief, I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
Yo. And RIP to D'Angelo, and RIP to Fife, the Prodigy, ODB. Yo, RIP to my dogs. RIP to D'Angelo. Yo, and yo, the Yanks, $300 million payroll.
Plus.
And you got the Mariners and the Tigers whacking us. Come on.
The Blue Jays.
Yeah. Yo. Yeah, exactly.
We swept the Mariners. If we would have went to dance with the Mariners, I don't know what the series would look like, but it was the Blue Jays that absolutely did us in, and it wasn't close, and embarrassed us, and now they can't do anything against the Mariners. Funny how that works. Matchups.
Yeah. And are you going to let Jackson pick your next football team? Are you going to let Jackson pick it, or are you going to pick it?
Jackson's going to pick it. I'm not going to pick it.
Yeah,
my mom was just talking about that.
Yeah.
And they're like,
no, you're wrong.
He's not a Cowboys
you're
fan.
You're gonna let him do
any,
it.
He doesn't have any. I'm not doing that. Why would I influence my son to rock with Jerry Jones Club? I'm not.
He's gonna pick the Giants.
That's fine.
You know that.
He's got a dad that can get him in the Giants Stadium. That's perfectly fine. He's got a quarterback named Jackson Dart. If he wants to rock with Jackson Dart, I'm not.
My man.
I'm not stopping my child.
I hope he does. I hope you pick it.
Well, Jackson Dart's got to be all pro. Thanks for the call, Gary. My son is 2.5. Yesterday, hit 2.5. So in 2.5 years, he'll probably be thinking about football and what team to rock with and going to kindergarten and being influenced by other kids. And if Jackson Dart is all pro and King of New York and my son comes home and says, I want a Jackson Dart jersey, I'm not going to be like, hey, well, I grew up a Dallas fan, and we don't do that in this household. Hell no. I'm going to say, I got you, bro. I already placed the order. Right now, my son only wears Bo Jackson. He had a Bo Jackson onesie when he was really little, and now I got him the, like, authentic Mitchell and Ness Bo Jackson 34 stitched on just because his name is Jackson, so he walks around with Jackson on the back. But, yeah, I have no allegiance to the Dallas Cowboys. We've been over this. I'm not even joking. Like, you will not see me in any Cowboys gear. I am relieved on Sundays that I am not sitting there hoping that the Dallas Cowboys find a way to beat Rico Dowdle and the Panthers. Instead, I'm sitting there hoping that they lose because then my parlays are cashing. I'm betting against. The Cowboys have only beat the Jets and Giants. The Cowboys have only beat Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. They're a whole trash can. So, no, I'm not leading my son that direction. I hesitate to, you know, lead him down the Jets direction, but who knows? The Jets are going to be picking in the top three teams most likely this year, maybe number one. And I think there are enough quarterbacks coming out that they got to take a swing at one. And who knows in 2.5, 3 years if that quarterback is a franchise quarterback and the Jets' fortunes change. We don't know. That's what we're waiting to see. Dan is in Lincoln Park on the fan next. What's up, Dan?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Come on, Dan. I'm running out of time. You're on hold. Kelvin is in Shelton, Connecticut with us. Go for it, Kelvin.
Keith, how you doing, my brother? Always a pleasure, man.
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
Good. Yes, sir. Man, I'm normally coming from the Bronx, but I'm from Connecticut now. But, Keith, man, I want to talk about the Bills and the Yankees real quick.
But quick point on the Bills and your son. You said about your son. My son is a Chiefs fan. He's 10 years old.
Of course.
He was a Chiefs fan 4 or 5 years ago. And I didn't stop him. What can I do? But it just sucks. I'm 45, been a Bills for my whole life. And he see me always rooting for the Bills, and now he's a Chiefs fan. But
and the Chiefs are standing in your way every year.
Right, every year. And, you know, so my wife, when this happens, every year we face it, it's always a divide here in the house. But, yeah, everybody panic over the Bills. Listen, McDermott got to go. That's the bottom line. He has to go. His welcome has been expired 3 years ago with 13 seconds when he choked with the play calls. He does it every year. We're not going to win. Allen's not going to win with him. Yesterday, it was bad. The defense is terrible. But, you know, we got to relax. We got to make a change there. It's not going to happen this year, but we got to, before the playoff, the deadline, I mean, can we get, is Olave maybe available? Maybe like A.J. Brown, he's kind of pissed off. Maybe you can answer that. And also on the Yankees real quick, Keith, I grew up in the Bronx my whole life. I know you're a Yankees fan. So I got a lot of friends that are Red Sox fans, and they hate the Yankees, of course, but they like the Red Sox because they have a lot of Dominican players back in the day. I'm Dominican myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why do you hate the Yankees? Here they go. Well, they treat the Hispanic players bad. So I'm looking. We had a serious conversation, a few of us. I'm like, I look over the years. I'm like, we've had Rivera, we've had Posada, Bernie Williams. You know, all Puerto Ricans, Panamanians, Dominican players throughout. They were mad that they didn't resign Mariano Duncan back in '97. I think it was. I said it's a business. Duncan was like 37 years old. He wanted, you know, whatever $1 million, and they said no. And they're like, well, they can't be treated fairly. I'm like, dude, it's a business. So they always root against the Yankees because of that. And I'm like, you know what? Y'all be happy that the Yankees lose. Y'all be more happy than when your own team wins. It's pretty sad, but it is what it is. Keith, love you. Love your vibe. Love your flow, my brother. Go Bills. Go Yankees. Let's make a move.
Thanks for the call. The Bills, the schedule, it should lighten up a little bit. They've got the Panthers, the Dolphins. There's going to be a lot of teams looking for receiver help at the trade deadline, the Giants as well. And no comment. I've trust me, heard the Latino players narrative with the New York Yankees. I don't think that's a real thing. It's Major League Baseball. I'll give the Yankees a little pat on the back. They did put together Jason Dominguez, Oswaldo Cabrera, Fernando Cruz, Jose Caballero, Ahmed Rosario as they kind of, you know, ate some Dominican food and chopped it up. I don't know. I don't think that's a real thing. Anyway, I mean, but, you know, whatever. To each his own. Say what you want. Feel how you want to feel. I'm out of the way. But we're going to do this again tomorrow. Another 5-hour KM to AM, 7 to 12. Coming up your way next is Chris McMonagle on The Fan. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.